You're listening to Tech Trend Investments with Elizabeth Powell and Joseph Grassa, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, hello. Hi, everyone. Happy Tuesday. Happy Taco Tuesday. This is Elizabeth Powell. I'm losing my voice, so excuse me, but we have a very, very exciting show today.
Let's have some
fun people on board, and we're going to be talking about some fun events coming up and introduce you to them and some exciting things happening in Web3 and crypto. And oh, I just have to say, go ETH.
Yes, go ETH. Go Welcome, ETH. Everybody. Welcome, everybody.
Oh, no. Joseph. Can I hear y'all?
Oh, no, it's happening again.
Joseph.
Another technical difficulties. I'm going to join
them. Oh, no. Is it going to be one of those ones where I can't hear again?
But welcome everybody to Tech Trend Investments. Happy Taco Tuesday, everybody tuning in.
I'm gonna probably exit and come back in, and Joseph, pick up for me. Okay, great. So we're here on Tuesday. It's end of the month. It's October. Fed is meeting right now. The Fed is meeting, and we anticipate a quarter rate cut. That's the market sentiment. ETH has been doing exactly as we predicted. It's been range trading. We had a profit-taking pullback in the last 24 hours, but we hit 42.49 just less than a day ago. And our resistance is like at 43. So if we break through that, we should have a next leg up. Hopefully y'all can hear me because I'm not seeing any movement on us.
I can hear you now.
It's going to be one of those technical end of the month difficulty days again, huh?
Oh, great.
Now we hear you loud and clear.
I'm going to go out and come back in. And then Joseph, there you go. I can see you talking, but I can't hear you.
Okay.
So
Elizabeth, then we'll be right back then.
So I can't hear Joseph. I'm going to go out and come back in, and then we're going to introduce everybody. But Joseph, take it over from here.
Yeah. Okay, perfect. Okay, well, Elizabeth does that and fixes the technical difficulties. Welcome, everybody. And I'm going to say again, go ETH. We love seeing ETH, the movements, and tracking all the timings and everything. Just a nice profit-taking pullback on this week over the past couple of days. We are going exactly as planned. This we plan on this. We know exactly what's happening. ETH is going exactly according to plan. In this episode, we have an amazing segment we have with some amazing people. I'm going to add... And now that Elizabeth's back, I hope you can hear me. Oh, great. We're having more technical difficulties.
But nah, guys, I'm excited to be here. And I know last time I came on here, I believe Bitcoin is probably under 60, 70K. So I'm glad to just be back here and give you guys some updates, my insight, and as well introduce you some of our new partnership teams and events coming on for DeFi.
Welcome, Walter, by the way. Welcome again. Welcome back. I don't think I've officially been on the show with you before, so it's an absolute pleasure to have you on here while I'm on the show. Goose and Scarlett, we'll get to you shortly, but Walter, thank you so much. I know I saw a head nod from Goose, so I know Goose can hear me. Goose, actually, you know what? Let's get an intro from you while we're here, while we're getting started with the introductions. I'll wait for Elizabeth.
Joe, perfect. Thank you very much. How about you? Can you guys hear me clearly?
Yep, perfect. Loud and clear. Walter, are we good? Can you hear
good? Oh, yeah, we're good.
Guys. Well, thank you very much for having me here on Tech Trends. I'm here part of the Kid and Walt team. You know, we talk everything that's crypto, going on the market. We try to get insights and look at the market from a global perspective, you know, try to get insights from all sectors, from from the economy to what's happening in tech. And you got to take all those pieces and you got to put together in a pie and make your decisions smart, you know? So we have this opportunity here to talk everything that's happening in tech. So I'm all about it. So thanks a lot for having me as well.
It's an absolute pleasure. Elizabeth, can you hear us now?
Yay.
There we go. Finally.
This is Woo! The joys of traveling. I'm broadcasting live from Hawaii again, different time zone. The kind of funny thing is I was calculating out the time zone because I was so tired. Waking up at 4 a.m. and realized, oh, the show's going to start. We still had another hour, and now we have
an hour and a half.
Difficulties. But go ETH. Okay. So I probably missed all the exciting stuff. Did we introduce everyone?
Just Walter and Goose. We saved the best for last. Scarlett, okay, awesome. If you're there, can we get a quick intro?
Oh, yes. Hello, everybody. My name is Scarlett. Hi. I am the co-founder of BitBasel, Located here in Miami, Florida. I'm going to talk a little bit about what's happening in December for everybody who knows about Art Basel and all the activations that are happening in Miami in December.
Yay.
There we go.
So tell us a little bit about your background, because I hear some really exciting things about you.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm a tech geek. Yeah, I've been in the crypto space for a very long time, since 2013, believe it or not. Just been helping build up the Miami tech ecosystem here. Been very involved in the blockchain. We used to have a co-working space called the Blockchain Center. You might have heard of it, which is a co-working space bringing all the community together. And of course, yeah, so we definitely had people in the crypto to come and educate them about these technology and how to get involved. And then, of course, in 2020, during COVID, we decided to rebrand ourselves as BitBasel in order to get more of the community involved here using art. So the art was the entry point for many to understand about cryptocurrency, blockchain, and all that jazz that came along. And
tell them the website address so they can look it up as they're listening to the show too.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you go check us out at bitbasel.miami, you can see our events are coming up in December. So Miami is really known for these big, large art fair. And as you know, Miami is also known for these, the DeFi capital of the world. Combine those two ecosystems, BitBasel was born. So it's really bringing art, tech, and culture together. You know, it's really getting people interested in the space and, you know, having events and talking about these emerging markets. It was very important for me for people to, like, learn about the cryptocurrency, what it is, what is not, you know, from thought leaders and, you know, get them exposed. So we've been kind of like, introduction for many about what is blockchain, how to get involved, and learning a little bit more about the fintech ecosystem as well. Through our tech and culture, we really helped onboard people into the space. So it's been very exciting. We kind of know for these end of the year events, the December events, which is a week long activation.
Amazing.
Yeah.
It sounds like a lot of fun. And I see you guys, the events that you guys have been to. I've checked out your Twitter page and everything. And if you guys want to go check it out, it's at BitBaselArt on Twitter. It's at BitBaselArt at BitBaselArt. And their website is BitBasel.com. And you said there was another one at dot Miami.
The website.
Yeah.
It's BitBasel.miami.
Okay, cool. You have another one on your Twitter too. So I was just making sure.
Yeah, we just wanted to give a little intro. So when y'all are listening, you have something to reference why you're hearing all these exciting things that are going on. Walt, did you introduce yourself?
Yes, a little bit.
I mean, I could reintroduce myself. Oh.
Go ahead.
No, but yeah. Yeah, of course. I've been it was awesome to be here. Pleasure the first time here, and it kind of
it was got, like a year ago.
Yes, it's
Can
been
you
so
it's
long.
Been that long.
Yeah, I was like Bitcoin when Bitcoin was under 60K. just a lot has happened since 1 year since I've come here, but it was always about growing, evolving, right? And going about almost 3 years, going on our show, the world famous Kid and Walt show. Highlighting, of course, DeFi, the crypto market, and of course, the meme coin sector as well. But always wanted to do something that was different, right? Like, creating an actual show that, was like meeting that met like ESPN meets Universal Studios, MTV, in a sense. And, everything I grew up from the 80s and the 90s and real showmanship and give people entertainment, but also give them what everyone loves is the alpha and the X's. Right, that come with it. So yeah. I mean, we've been evolving a lot, of course, thanks to Joel, that is our executive producer when it comes to everything in the back ends, and of course Goose, that's helped us out so much as well with the tech, with the show and stuff, and helping us expand our horizon from monetizing to learning more things that we can do with our X account, and just being a great you know, asset as well, you know, helping us host shows as well. So since we came back, I think we're only like two or three shows a week, and now we've expanded to over five shows a week plus. And now Goose helps us now do two shows, and he does the actual Spanish speaking spaces that you don't need to know Spanish, and he'll get more into it as well when he comes on. But and as well, a Token Talk Thursday every 2 p.m. on our Thursday on our X account. So it's Wednesdays at 7:30, the Spanish spaces, and we'll translate for you too. And people don't know, you know, Spanish.
And you're Eastern Standard Time, so they all know too.
Yeah, it's right? Always Eastern. Yes, Eastern Standard Time.
So yeah, we're broadcasting out of LA, so it's Standard on here. But give them. So I want you to give them where they can see it, and then keep talking about it. So then that way they can look while they're listening to you also.
Oh, of course. Yes. You guys can follow me at Walter_DeFi on Twitter, you know, X, but formerly Twitter, right? But it's always going to be Twitter to me as well. And then we have, of course, Kid Crypto's account. You could catch him there at Kid Crypto. It's like K1D Crypto. And you see him on a Twitter. And then, of course, we have the Kid and Walt Experience actual main account as well. So you guys could follow us there. And, you know, it's just been awesome to, you know, expand and evolve our show to like one or two or even four or five shows. But be the best outlet for projects to really campaign, you know, from DeFi projects like DeLorean. I am actually partnered with the DeLorean company that actually started their project on the blockchain Sui. So they basically
exciting.
Yeah, so we're seeing
that's so cool.
So we're seeing now companies now, you know, instead of going the IPO route in sense of stock market, are now coming into the blockchain, giving any regular people, right, you know, a chance, right, that what they call the normies or new investors that weren't able to get in these, you know, stocks before, right? Then any, you know, the pre-sales in a sense in the actual stock market are now coming in here to the blockchain. So we just, I wanted to make sure that we can do the best for projects and give them a real campaign rally and even go to from, you know, to Spanish. That I think Spanish is going to be the Latin culture, and also the Spanish language will be another pivotal adoption stage for crypto and DeFi. And I'm pretty sure there's a lot of Latinos in LA. So shout out to all my Latinos in LA. You know, we're doing stuff for you too, guys. So we just want to be, you know, the outlet where you can find good alpha, learn about events like also as well with Scarlett. And, you know, beautiful story about Scarlett is she, you know, I got to meet her in 22 before I even started my show. And she was nothing but great to me. Took me with wide open arms and, you know, told me a little bit about what she does and how she threw events. And I got to know her more and got to know like what she does. And I was blown away that she was one of pretty much, you could say, like the ones that were activating crypto events and the activists for us for the market that we have now. So and then I met up with her, you know, maybe about a year and a half later. And I'm like, hey, Scarlett, I've been cooking with bacon grease, and I've been doing my show. I started a show, and I'm more in the sector of DeFi and meme coins. And she was just building herself. So now I've partnered with Scarlett from BitBasel to be, you know, introduce her to my side of more on X spaces, but also do, you know, digital and audio production, do interviews, and just learn and grow from with her as well, but also bring my audience more in real life events as well.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a lot of fun things going on. And all these businesses are starting to tokenize their assets with the new crypto laws too. So it's easier for people to get involved. In fact, I just had somebody who's in Wall Street come to me and say, you know, crypto is so much easier to get into, to invest, because you can invest 10 cents. Like you can invest a dollar. You can invest $10 into all these tokenized assets or crypto or meme coins or whatever you want to do. You don't need thousands and thousands of dollars. You don't have to buy 100 shares of stock. You don't have to. And now that they're all these tokenized assets, these businesses are moving over, but they don't understand crypto as well. So if y'all are looking for seasoned people in Web3, like here's our group, right? Here's the people we've been around. All of us here have been like in the trench in Web3, in crypto, you know, 2013, I was 2016. So trading in how the market works, and we're bringing it to the real world so that all of you up there, like, put your foot in the water, put your toe in the water, you know, go to a live event, go see what everybody's doing. You know, it's exciting. Like, you get to see art come to life and be put on the blockchain, a token of a DeLorean. Like, they're launching a DeLorean, or they might have launched a, you can have part of history, right? We are all part of history. We're just in the beginning. Everyone thinks that we're so far. We are just in the beginning. And so we have a lot of exciting things. And you guys are going to talk about, you're going to the event coming up in a couple days too, right?
Yep. Yeah, so we actually, there's the Futuristic Blockchain Conference. Maybe if Scarlett want to talk a little bit more about that, but then it's leading on to, you know, a BitBalls event, and the event's going to be called Fingerprints of Humanity, and they're actually displaying Ocean Planet, you know, that is brought to you by an actual astronaut, Nicole Stott, that was the first astronaut to do watercolor paint in 2009. But yeah, we're going to start off with a banger, of course, with the Futuristic Blockchain Conference. And actually, Scarlett was part of that before it was even called the Futuristic. Maybe she could tell you, I think it was like the Bitcoin Conference or something. And I mean, she's actually helped out from the beginning of events to, you know, even display Vitalik, right? And actually, Vitalik, actually, the founder of Ethereum.
Oh my God.
It's where he actually presented the white paper at the James L. Knight Center. So this is the stuff that she was doing. But yeah, Scarlett, if you want to talk a little bit about that and then lead to Fingerprints of Humanity and BitBalls.
And then there's also a significant day for a white paper, October 31st.
Yes, the anniversary is coming. Yes.
Yeah, that's actually true, because a lot of people don't know that Satoshi's white paper was launched in 2008 on October 31st. So that's going to be a very historical. I know the Bitcoin Core is actually going to do some big announcement as well, but this is going to affect all crypto. Kind of these historical moments. It's true, with Vitalik presenting his white paper here in Miami at the North American Bitcoin Conference. So these are all historical events that's kind of building the infrastructure for blockchain and the ecosystem, so we can have access to this decentralized ecosystem. And it's really exciting. The next week we have the Blockchain Futurist Conference, which is, they're hosting their event at the Hard Rock Hotel. We're actually their official gallery. We're going to be talking about real world assets and how do you tokenize art as real world assets. That's our main niche. So that's a fun industry conference. Definitely recommend going to that event. And that's going to be our lead event to our December event that we're hosting here in Miami, which is a multi-day event. And what you're going to see at event, we are hosting NFT Miami, which is going to be on December 5th at our events. And that's all the DJ and crypto community, really, just kind of getting to their together and showcasing their projects and, you know, talking about the ecosystem and how it's grown. This year, obviously, is more important because of the Genius Act and the Clarity Act. Really, crypto is at the forefront of these discussions. So we always bring thought leaders into space so people can identify and understand better the crypto community, where's it heading, where are the opportunities lies. Especially this year, since it's very important, since a lot of the laws are more clear, that's really helping us. It's very more obvious in Miami just because we have a really big, strong collective of DeFi community here. So, you know, I'm really excited what the type of build up and infrastructure that's being presented this year. So super exciting that, you know, like I said, what we do, you know, talk about how easy to engage. We just did it as a different spin. We use art as the entry point because art is relatable, especially in Miami, which is a multicultural, multi-language city. You know, a lot of people don't even speak English, so we have to kind of help onboard people learning, you know, speaking Spanish, Portuguese, English, Creole, you know. So art was the entry point for many to understand more of the some of the tokenomics about how do you tokenize art, right? So that's the real assets where everybody can be an art collector. You know, you could buy a fractionized ownership of art. You know, that's like the entry port for many, so they can learn how to use the technology and have a better understanding and get them invested within the artist. That also helps the starving artists build their community. You know, this is a great way to support the ecosystem as well. So there's a lot that happens during our event. That's why it's a multi-day. So every day and every night there's a panel talk and network opportunity, and of course the parties. Everybody remembers Miami Party, and we definitely, you know, showcase that. So that's really what brings the community together. Super exciting, you know. Definitely would love to invite everybody here.
Oh, it sounds absolutely amazing. I remember going to my first Intel Blockchain Futures conference a couple of years ago. I don't know if you were there, but I absolutely loved it. It's such a fun time with all the parties and everything afterwards. They're super memorable. I've heard of you guys, Bit Basil, before, and I've wanted to go. I just haven't found the time to. But oh my God, I've seen your Twitter page and everything, all the events that you're hosting. They're so active. They're so lively. They look so much fun. Like in crypto as a whole, it all started off with NFTs. For me especially, and the art that went into it, and buying art, buying something that resonated with me, and seeing you guys really put that on the pedestal and showcasing these artists and the amazing art that goes on within crypto, is it's so great to see. Like, not many people take pride and pleasure in it and really understand how great it truly is. So like, it's an amazing thing that you guys are doing over at BitBasil.
It's just starting.
The other thing too is Miami is one of the crypto capitals of the world. So all of you guys who are listening to you right now, you don't have to have owned a token. You don't have to own an NFT. You don't have to be involved in crypto to go check it out. Like, this might spark your interest and go see what everyone's doing and go check out the after parties, see the art, talk to the artist directly, go find something, you know, just interesting. Go hang out in Miami and check it out. The dates are November 5th and 6th for the Futuristic Conference this time. And then Basil is December 5th, right? Did I get those dates correct?
So for Bit Basil, it's going to be December 4th through 7th. So it's actually starting on a Wednesday. But our NFT day, NFT Miami, is going to be December 5th, which is a Friday. So that's for our
DJ. That's why it was stuck in my head. That was stuck in my head.
Every day is a DJing day, but we like to, you know, be mindful that, you know, these are a crypto curious audience. So, you know, but we dedicate a whole day for their crypto curious, crypto community on Friday, 5th, which is an all day activation, which is NFT Miami. So what it's going to look like, it's a series of panels, networking, parties, and a showcase, again, with how the different projects are being launched. And, you know, I always believe the testimony from the artist really helps kind of validate where the artists become evangelists to adoption. You know, art is such a great entry point for many. It's better understood, you know, because, again, if you don't even speak English, it's more visual. So it allows people to understand what are the use cases of this. And then from there, they become crypto curious and starts going that deep rabbit hole. So it's really exciting to not only meet the artists, but the thought leaders in the space. And and see all the amazing, cool art. All, you know, so this year we have a lot of AI art and XR art, of course, that's being tokenized. So that's a cool showcasing how these artists are using technology and how they are feeling empowered, really, you know, by blockchain and crypto, and how they're creating new job markets as a result of all this.
Yeah, and if you're new to it and you're not involved in crypto yet, you're not involved in art or NFTs or tokenization, this would be a great way to get a lot of information and see everybody and talk to them and maybe get your first piece. It doesn't take that much to invest. And then you can check it out and see everything and talk to the artist and see what everybody's been doing and how exciting it is and how the community comes together. Because a lot of these projects, everyone has big communities. So you feel like you belong to something, you're part of something, you're treated like a VIP. Even if you invest a dollar or $1 million, you know, everybody gets treated like as special as a VIP. And the good thing, if you all are coming from LA, I just pulled up some flights really quick to see. On December 2nd, LA to Miami, there's flights for $86. So
holy cheap.
You can't say no. You can't come up with an excuse. And in November, which is just in a couple of days, so we have a AI bot that finds the lowest air everywhere. So in November, there's flights for, let's see really quick. On November 5th, $117. On November 4th, $168. So, you know, you can go check out history, go see the events, go into one of the crypto capitals of the world, you know, explore, buy your first dollar's worth of crypto, you know, check it out. What a way to commemorate like your very first buy into crypto, that you went to an event, you got to meet the artist, and you bought part of the art. Like, how exciting would that be?
Amazing.
What a story to tell your great-grandkids.
And that's what's happening now, that we're seeing the whole world change from traditional finance to digital finance. So everyone listening out there, you got to learn it. You can't fight it. It's happening. You do everything digital, right? Like, I mean, when do you even take out change or bills anymore, right? Like, everything is credit card, your tap, your phone, or Apple Pay, whatever you want to call it, Google Wallet. Everything is go. I mean, imagine you have 10 people and you're waiting for change and people, you know, trying to bring out their cash out, their wallet. I mean, that's another 5 to 7 minutes. You don't think about it. And so we're moving, guys. So definitely now Bitcoin is becoming, it is the digital gold, and we're watching everything rewrap itself in blockchain technology, and now assets, big assets like art, right? That's always been one of those centerpieces where, you know, people with higher funds or you know, buy artwork, or people love to just buy art, and you know, and that's where the assets are, right? From the famous Mona Lisa to you know, of course, Picasso and all that. I mean, so we're watching this happening, and it just neat that people now are gravitating towards Miami because of the Art Week, Art Basel. And what Scarlett did was just genius with her and Scott, Scott Spiegel, the founder of BitBasel. They added art and tech together, and that really stimulates people's curiosity, and it's beautiful. And right now they're displaying right now ocean planet, space exploration art, that mixes everything all together. And cool, I mean, amazing space, you know, artwork, and also even spacesuits that were donated, where the kids actually did artwork and stuff on it and on the suit. So it was beautiful to see this, but we're watching in real time, you know, everyone rewrap, you know, themselves in blockchain to art, to real estate, to companies. People are tokenizing their own brands. People are tokenizing themselves. So at this point, you can't fight what's going to happen. You actually just need to learn about it. But you need to move fast, because it's going to escalate, you know, quickly in the next four to five years.
And then think of it, too. Like, how fun would that be? The Fed is meeting right now, actually. They're going to announce, we anticipate a rate cut tomorrow of at least a quarter. That's the consensus that's going on right now. It's not even
a 0.25, right?
Yeah, so if they do a half, the market will just go crazy, but we anticipate at least a quarter tomorrow. So if they do, we should have a bounce in the market. If there's a half, we'll have a huge rally in the market. Plus, it's end of the month. That means high volume, money's coming into the market, and we're also going into the next cycle, November 5th. So these are all key dates, plus this huge event that's going on in Miami now and in December. And we also have another rally usually right before the holidays, so around December 15th. It's mid-month, high volume. We anticipate another rally. And then also think of it this way. A lot of institutions have gotten into crypto this year because of the new crypto laws and ETFs and stable coins, and then they're bringing on board. But they got in pretty early and pretty low on their entries. So end of year, most businesses will reconsolidate and get rid of their losers, but crypto more than likely they're profitable. So it wouldn't be in their best interest to sell off to reposition themselves, because then they would be taking profit on their taxes. Again, do your own research, not financial advice. But that means that we also have potential for more crypto laws next year that could be favorable for your taxes. So consult with your CPA or your financial advisor. But if everybody's profitable, it wouldn't make sense to dump on the market and take profit, because they're going to have to claim it on the taxes this year. It would be smart in their best interest to hold over until next year and see what the crypto laws are. Again, do your own research, not financial advice. But we should have a pretty decent end of year.
No, you're making sense. You know, and that's what you say. And we're moving at lightning speed. What you know, President Trump has done with the executive order to build reserve assets. Right now, the United States has the most Bitcoin in reserve assets right now than any other country. And you know, you also saw how like the president of El Salvador, Bukele, right, did amazing, and how he did such a turnaround with this country, right? And it all started with him being, you know, bullish, like our term bullish, on Bitcoin and blockchain technology. And he's not only saved that country from making sure their currency doesn't become, you know, as useful as toilet paper, but he has now made his you know, country one of the most safest countries in the world, and now is onboarding so many people and just in the Latin American regions to onboard you know, Bitcoin and blockchain. You know, so that's where we're headed, and I'm pretty awesome. I'm pretty sure Goose probably has more insight on the Fed cuts and what he thinks and where the market's going. But I don't know, Goose, if you, what are you thinking?
Yeah, man. I mean, recently the Fed obviously had their meeting today. They were going to get a 0.25. The market, you see, a little bit down at the moment, but I think because a lot of people feel that it was kind of like baked in into the market. But you know, I wanted to also talk about something because we started at the beginning. Why do we do this? Why are we here? Why are we on X? Why are we always streaming live? I think that a lot of people that are trying to get into crypto or hear these words blockchain and laugh or think it's like some sort of passing fad. I think what's important here is what we're all doing is that we've realized that we all speak the same language. You know, when the dot-com bubble popped, everybody already knew what was a link, how to forward. Everybody knows how to forward. Everybody know what .com is, .io, .cc, find the website. We all nowadays, everybody's listening on the show, speak the exact same language, and we don't even know a lot about it. So one of the things that connects us out here is exactly what we're doing. Why present? Why be on these spaces? Why be on Spanish pages? Because we want everybody to be able to speak the language that we speak. I think that this blockchain, this DeFi, this Web3, this crypto stuff, a lot of people, actually the majority of people, still think it's like some secret code or something that we don't know, or magic internet money that we say. But here we are, you know, connecting in the real world. We have Blockchain Futurist Conference coming up in 5 and 6 over here in Miami. And then we've got incredible event that's hosted by Scarlett. And by the way, she is an in-depth, extremely knowledgeable person of blockchain technology. Incredible. But you can't see that at face value in person sometimes, because she's always dealing with art and dealing with artists. But this background that she has is incredible. And because she speaks the language. So when people are talking about art or going to conferences or being on shows, investing, construction, and they wonder, ha, 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 crypto, blockchain, how's that all connect? It all really does connect. We're just out here making sure that everybody speaks the same language. I mean, it's an incredible event that's happening right now. She's happening from October 22nd to December 5th, Ocean Planet, right? She's got two astronauts, Nicole Scott and Christina Korp, that are out there, right? And here we are talking about art, connecting with Walt and I, and then connecting it to blockchain. How's it going streaming? And what is it all about? It's all about teaching people, what are we talking about? That's the whole idea. What we're speaking, what about these markets and stuff? But a lot of people, it might be a joke, but not everybody speaks crypto. And the more that we promote it, the more that we out here speaking about it, the more that we're connecting people about events, about what's happening in the market, the more that we repeat bullish, bearish, you know what I mean? To the moon, all these jokes and all the things that we say, I think that that language will translate into people's head. And 5 years from now, 7 years from now, 10 years, it's going to not even be something they think about, because it's going to be in the repertoire of language that they speak about. Everybody, when we speak about forwarding emails, receiving emails, did you see, it's secondary language that we don't even think that we know about. It's embedded into our culture. And I think that what we're doing here on this channel, and what me and Walt and Scarlett, excuse me, and Elizabeth and everybody here is pushing this language. We talk about the utilities. We talk about the markets. We talk about how we're connecting in art, all the things that we do in streaming and the marketing. And, you know, in the back of people's head, I still, even I think 80% don't completely get it, you know. And what's important is to listen, to learn, to grab those little pieces, get to start putting it together like a puzzle piece, you know. That way, when we speak about the market, when we speak about these events, they have a clear understanding what it all means, you know. Oh, hey, they're going to be at the Sagamore Hotel in South Beach. It's going to be an art show. That's great. What does crypto have to do with that exactly? I mean, it has so much to do with it. So much of art is going digital. We're looking for ways to save in the environment. That's being on the blockchain, using digital technology, switching even to aspects of art. It's all going to be part of it. And we are here all together getting this opportunity right now to present and what we speak about and our passions. But guess what? We all related to blockchain and to crypto. We always bring it back. Again, we're speaking the same language. That's what I love about these places. That's what I love about the shows we do. That's what I love about the Spanish show, bringing into a culture that has so much, bringing them in to teach them about exactly the events that we're doing, the marketing, the advanced marketing research that we do, what's happening live and in the world even, but always bringing it back in a sense to DeFi, crypto, blockchain, even though it's, oh God, what? How does it all do it? Well, that's what we're here for, to connect all those things, you know? And I think that that's highly important in what we're doing. I know I took it back from the market chat. I just wanted to make sure that all the listeners out there got the ability to learn that what we're doing here is not just talking about the utilities or the market or how you can make your exes your money, because all those things are important. But speaking the language, knowing how it connects to art, our daily lives, and the things that we will be built on our platform as human beings ourselves, you know, because art connects with our deep art, and our want to make more money and excel meets with our human needs. It all meets with a connection or need that I think that we all don't realize how it changed. And the internet has changed that completely. Completely the way that we interact, the way we change, the way we visualize art, the way that we construct and trade and change money, everything. And I think that people don't understand that blockchain is the next evolution of things that will bring to that over here to this space. You know, having incredible people bringing Art Miami from BitBouse to the future's blockchain, to what's happening, in LA and Las Vegas with all the conferences, all that is a front-facing piece of beauty. But in the background, what we're really doing is we're teaching people a language. And vis-a-vis 1 year, 3 years, 5 years from now, people are going to all be speaking it, and they're not going to realize it all started here. And it's a blessing what we all do and how we're building here. But I just wanted to say that before we kept going, man, because this is an incredible space. I love the terms that we use. I love how we connect out here. And I love how that we're making sure people get educated and knowledgeable out here. You know, and to all my people out there in LA, mi gente español, no te olvido de ti. We're always here, bilingual, international, guys. So.
Let's go.
I know a little off the market, but I just wanted to reconnect with the people a little bit.
Yeah,
on that.
So tell them the time that you have your show and how they can find your show also. And the good thing is all of you out there, you don't have to invest to get involved. If you want to, you can invest with as little as a dollar. But the good thing is you can be involved and see everything and listen and learn and check things out without even having to buy anything. That's the best part about it. You can become part of the community and understand and learn. And a lot of the slang that people are talking right now originally came from Web3 and crypto, and it's now on TikTok and the kids are talking about it in school. But tell them your show and what time it's on at so they can find you.
Absolutely. The easiest way to find us, guys, is we go to kid, K-I-D, and walt.com, K-I-D-A-N-D. WALT.com, Kid and Walt, Kid and Walt Show.com, also links to it. And we're on the Spanish shows every Wednesday at 7:30. We have various shows you can check out on the website. And guys, what I always recommend is come. It's free to gain knowledge. And that's what it's all about. We always say do your own research. It's not just about financial. We want you to do your own research into everything they say, because that will increase how much knowledge that you get and acquire at the same time. Guys, come on by. If you speak English, if you speak Spanish, if doesn't matter. We'll translate for you. We got various shows at all times. And we're just about, again, growing the community and making sure that people have this knowledge that we're all blessed with. I've been very blessed and excelled in this crypto market. I love to pay it forward as always. And it's not just about making people exes. It's more about giving people knowledge. And that knowledge will increase their wealth, whether they make 5 exes or 3 exes or 100 into 1,000. Either way, or turn that 1,000 back into 100 and losing them back up to 10,000. That's what it's all about. The knowledge and the ability to do all that and to speak the language that wherever you go, you understand exactly what people are talking about and how it's connected. So guys, come on by kidandwaltshow.com. we're here for you. Appreciate it and, very much.
And we all have fun. You've got to forget.
Oh, absolutely. We always have.
Oh, like, we love it.
It's always fun. No matter what, like, we may talk serious a lot, but we always have fun. Like, there's always something entertaining and exciting and new things going on and people. It's just a blast. Like, it's fun. Everything's fun, you know?
We're partying every day.
Yeah. So, yeah, we basically host the show, like, on the main X account. So it's a K1D and Walt. So you can find it on our X handle, Twitter handle, whatever you want to call it. I still is Twitter X. I'm over it, but dang it, Elon, why'd you do it? But you know, I'm glad he bought it out as well, but I could have left it Twitter still. Cause everyone's like, did he tweet? Did he see you on Twitter? But that's what it's all about, that, you know, and us connecting. And of course, right, they said the internet was a scam, right? Like, they're like, oh, what's this internet? People don't understand. And then it moved forward. The technology moved so fast that everyone had to adapt no matter what, right? All your jobs were on internet. Everything that things used to be, you know, that was written down became digital, guys. So blockchain is just gonna, you know, it rewrap everything in a sense where from medical privacy, right, to files, to photos, data, right? Data is the most important thing, right? The most valuable thing in all of the world. It's probably the most precious, you know, asset is data, right? And, you know, so we're just seeing all that being rewrapped, and people didn't really understand the internet. So Goose was, you know, spot on that we say these terms that you guys say, you don't even probably know the deep end of what it is, right? So we're just on our way to, you know, any way we can to, you know, teach you about blockchain, spread the awareness, and get you, you know, curious about it. And that's why I love what Scarlett's doing with BitBasel, how she's integrated art and tech together and, you know, gave a lot of people, you know, something that's different and something people can all, you know, relate to. And that's art, right? And that's what's beautiful about it. And that's what's going to happen where, you know, now we're seeing the technology of blockchain is also going to come into art, into real estate, right? NFTs that to authenticate that is the actual real artwork, right? Like, that is the actual Mona Lisa, right? Like, you know, so we'll be surprised that we'll see even the Mona Lisa get NFT'd so they can know that, verify that that is hers forever. So, I mean, it's just beautiful to see now everything being rewrapped. And now we're just spreading the awareness on our shows to let people know about it because they're going to have to adopt it regardless coming very soon.
And that's also why we're so optimistic on ETH. And I'm telling you all that you are so early right now is because everything's being put on the blockchain and what they're using to write the code and to do smart contracts is Ethereum. And we're only at 4,000 right now. So think about Bitcoin. Ethereum is position number 2. Bitcoin's position number 1. Bitcoin's all-time high is about 126, 127. Ethereum is at 4,000 right now. But listen to all the things that we talked about today. It's utilized with Ethereum and smart contracts and the blockchain. And again, Ethereum is at 4,000. It has about a 32x potential to catch up just to where Bitcoin is right now, but it has so many more use cases. Bitcoin's like the gold, and it's the dinosaur of crypto, but Ethereum has all these different use cases that you use it, you write your smart contracts, you put it on the blockchain, but you use Ethereum to do this. So we're going to close up a little bit in a second here, but I want you guys to tell us again so they can find out where to go in Miami, what websites to check out, get some more information, tell them again like who you are so they can find you and get and like listen and have fun and participate and get curious. That's the goal, get curious. We also want to say really quick too, don't forget you sign up for DragonPro so you can trade these meme coins and trade tokens and trade all of this stuff and you get your first month free. We're sponsored by that, of course. So it's on dragonpro.app. Get your first month free and up to $3,000 credit and start trading and getting all the analytics and the details and the information about tokens. So to add more to your curiosity, but again, give them your information so they can find you live. They can go ahead and start following you, listen to your spaces, go to the events, and get excited.
No, thank you. And of course, it's an honor to be here, guys. Thank you guys for foremost for inviting me, Goose, and of course, Scarlett, the co-founder of BitBasel. But yeah, you know, you can follow me on my X handle, my Twitter account. You know, whatever you want to call it, is Walter_DeFi. And then if you want to come into the actual main account where we have where we host a show, that's Kid and Walt, K1D and Walt, WALT, and you can find that on my handle. And we've been doing our show almost 3 years, and we'll be on Sunday at 12 p.m. Eastern, where we started everything. And of course, we do more shows around the week. So you can also find us on kidandwaltshow.com. So, you know, to definitely find out our whole schedule, because we have shows, satellite shows from Monday going all the way to, you know, Sunday. So Monday's 8 p.m. Eastern. Thursdays, you know, we have two shows, 2 p.m., one at 9 p.m. Eastern. Friday, open mic night. And of course, Wednesdays at 7:30, we have the Spanish Spaces with Goose. So definitely any way we can, you know, help you out and onboard you. But as well, Scarlett, if you could tell them again where to find. And as well, Bit Basel is actually on Eventbrite, guys, as well. So you can go on Eventbrite and search Bit Basel, BITBASEL. And you can find more info. But go ahead, Scarlett, let them know before we wrap up.
Sorry, can you hear me?
Yes, okay, of course.
Yeah. Oh, awesome. Yeah, definitely. So we will be giving away some GA tickets. Check out the codes. And you know, follow us on X Spaces as well. So how do you get involved? Well, the programming is there. Plenty of opportunity to network and, you know, get yourself involved. We're always looking for people like yourself to be participant in these events. So check us out at bitpuzzle.miami. And check us out in Bitpuzzle Art and on X Spaces as well. And I hope to see you guys there. And
thank you so much. Thank you for being great. Here.
Yes. Yeah, we're really excited. They're going to come back again and speak and get you some more information. We kind of wanted to introduce you to other parts of crypto, other parts of tokenization and art and NFTs, and we'll tell more stories about it, but we want you to get involved and get excited and know that it's a big world out there. It's not just one or two little things that are going on. There's so much going on. There's so many activities. There's activities in LA and, like you said, in Vegas and Toronto and Miami. And Miami's like one of the capitals for crypto capitals of the world now. It's like becoming one of the most prevalent areas to go. And so there's always something going on in practice almost every month, but these are two big events to go check out right now. And like I said, you can find Low Air, check it out. I might be at one of the events, so you can say hi. But I'm in Hawaii right now.
Nice.
Avoiding all the storms and stuff, but you know, you never know. So like, let's go have fun, like be part of the community, like get curious. And if you are involved, say hi. Like, go up and say hi. You go see them at the event. Say, hey, I saw you on LA Talk. Hi, what's up? You know, that'd be exciting. But we're going to wrap it up. We want y'all to have, like, an amazing week. Make sure you go follow, listen, like, retweet, do all that fun stuff. And come listen to the spaces. Go see the events. Go expand your world, right? This could be that one thing that changes part of your life. You never know. This could be that toe dip in the ocean. This could be the start of something that brings you out of your shell and your comfort zone. This could be something that brings you into a community that you find friends for life. So let's go out there and, you know, explore, have fun, and have an amazing weekend, you all.
Thank you, everybody. Have a great week.
Thank you.
You're listening to Tech Trend Investments with Elizabeth Powell and Joseph Grassa, only on LA Talk Radio.